Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 14, 12 to 26. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 14, verse 12 to 26. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely you don't mean me." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "Truly I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of heaven." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Let us reflect on the theme love, sacrifice, and community in the Last Supper. Love, sacrifice, and community in the Last Supper. The Last Supper, which is described in Mark 14, 12 to 26, is not just a story about Jesus and his disciples eating together for the last time. It is much more than that. It is where Jesus teaches us about love, the importance of giving, and how to be together as a community. These lessons give us hope and guidance on how to live our lives. Before everything changed for Jesus, he had one last quiet meal with his friends. It seemed like a simple dinner, but it was full of meaning. Jesus knew what was going to happen to him, and during this meal, he showed his disciples how important it is to listen, have faith, and follow what you believe in, even when it is hard. But this meal also had a sad part when Jesus shared that one of his friends would betray him. This teaches us how easy it is for people to make mistakes and how trust can be fragile. But it also shows us how kind and forgiving Jesus was. We learn that being able to forgive is a powerful thing, and that sometimes being vulnerable is okay. My dear friends, when Jesus shared bread and wine with his disciples, saying it was his body and blood, he was starting something new, the Eucharist. This was not just a ritual. It was a sign of a new promise based on love and giving ourselves to others. Jesus Christ was asking us to remember him by living a life full of love, kindness, and service to others. The Last Supper is more than just a story from the past. It is a lesson on how to live. It invites us to really think about our faith, how we relate to others, and how we can serve them. It is a reminder that we are all connected. We all need kindness, and we are all asked to spread love in our world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can we show more love and forgiveness in our own communities, especially when it is difficult? Number two, in what ways can we serve others around us, following the example of Jesus' sacrifice and love? Dear Lord, as we remember the Last Supper this Monday, Thursday, help us to understand the depth of love and sacrifice you showed us. Teach us to love one another, to forgive when it is hard, and to always be there for each other, building a strong and caring community. Inspire us to live by your example, spreading love and kindness in everything we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.